skeletal armor to the award in battle against the Green Goliath. But the Hulk defeated my super troopers with ease. And by command complex, Bitter Frost became a slag-sided crater in the Arctic ice. I was thought dead. Obviously, I have survived. But I kept my survival a secret, wanting to know how my Soviet superiors would react to the reports of my demise.
Look at this. Gremlin is dead.
Then the little freak died, never knowing the truth. Then it was not the Hulk who slayed his father. No, he never slew the Gremlin. The Gargoyle. He who was himself a freak of nature.
No, the Gremlin died saving the American scientist who had cured him, saving him from us.
I prided myself upon my matchless intellect. Yet the state had misled and manipulated me like a simple child. My anger knew no bounds. I confronted them with what I had learned.
And the response was?
They tried to slay me. Of course they would. If I would not serve them, I was considered too dangerous to be allowed to live. Oh, I was dangerous. I was dangerous.
So you fled here?
Few dare to enter the Forbidden Zone, fearing possible genetic mutation. I who am already deformed, had no such fear. I hid here, scheming revenge on the state, and overheard all that transpired between you and Quasimodo. I can cure your lover, if you, in turn, will aid me in attaining vengeance. With your power on my side, I cannot fail.
The only thing you will be attending, you misbegotten freak, is a swift and horrible death.
Someone's crying out in Russian.
Not just someone, Starshine. It's Devastator. Commanding the very super troopers I created.
Treacherous words dripping from your own deformed lips brand you an enemy of the state, Gremlin. In the name of the state, then you and all who stand beside you shall die.
They're attacking! What now?
If you want your lover to live again, Starshine?
Yes! Yes!
You must attack while I effect a cure!
We will return with ROM number 44 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. A Dungeons and Dragons adventure. Our story, attempting to rescue their mentor. Our heroes are caught by a sudden avalanche.
Evil forces are at work here.
Soren has been hurt. We must act quickly.
This magic scroll may provide us with an escape. A dimensional door!
The spell carries our heroes to an ancient castle. Could the end of our quest lie here? Exciting adventures like this one can be yours with the Dungeons & Dragons Basic and Expert sets. The Basic set starts your journey through enchanted lands of dragons and magic. Adventure skill and add to your excitement with the D&D Expert set. For a free catalog of games and accessories, write to TSR Hobbies Incorporated, P.O. Box 756, Department M, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip 53147. A Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Brought to you by TSR, the Game Wizard. Tron! The awesome MCP is taking over another computer! Only this time it's your Atari 2600! Only you can stop him! Tron, Deadly Discs, and Adventures of Tron by M Network! Video games from Mattel Electronics! Get a Kool-Aid Man comic book free!
Hey kids, I'll come right to your house in the new Kool-Aid Man comic book made by those marvelous people at Marvel Comics. Find out what happens when I battle my arch enemies, the Thirsties. Oh yeah!
Send your name and address to Kool-Aid Man comic book, P.O. Box 101, Bradley, Illinois, zip 60915. Offer expires March 31st, 1984. Offer limited to one per household. Offer void where prohibited, taxed, or otherwise restricted. Allow 68 weeks for processing request. Offer only good in USA, Puerto Rico, and U.S. military government installations.
Get a Kool-Aid Man comic book free! Oh yeah!
We now return to ROM number 44. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Not just anyone, Starshine. It is Devastator, commanding the very super troopers I created.
Your treacherous words dripping from your own deformed lips brand you an enemy of the state, Gremlin. In the name of the state, then you and all who stand beside you shall die.
They're attacking! What happens now?
Do you want your lover to live again, Starshine?
Yes!
You must attack while I effect a cure!
I want ROM to live!
And you, being of another world, do you deserve desire to survive as well.
I wish to be human, that I might love Brandy Clark. Now, my humanity is slipping from me, and Brandy has become a space knight. Yes, I would live gremlin, that I might keep her from harm.
Keep Starshine from harm? Not likely.
I'm beset on all sides. What would the real Starshine have done in my place? She would use her light-eyed visions brighter than the sun.
So intense is the solar burst that even through their tinted lenses, the super troopers feel their retinas sear.
Look out, comrades! I cannot see! Nor can I!
And like blinded eagles, they flail helplessly to Earth, crashing down.
I find that I want to hurt them even more.
My exoskeleton armor grows hot. My circuits begin to smolder.
Translate that last cry, Russian. I can imagine what you must be saying about being trapped inside of melting armor.
You will need no translation to understand me, woman, for I have been schooled in English. I think you will find that power is a language unto itself.
Yes, power is a language.
Oh!
A language that may be translated into pain.
Your comrade is hurt, Rom.
Help me. Help me. Help me so I can help her.
Help you help her destroy the very living weapons I created?
You are listening to a reading of ROM number 44. July, the year 1983.
Here, I thought you guys might want to do some singing tonight. Am I right? Fuck you! You want to do some screaming, right? All right, another question. You got the album Kill 'Em All, don't you? All right, so some old friends from back a little ways, yeah? Dig. So if you don't know the words, study your buddies out there. I'm sure they'll help you out in one way or another. It goes something like seek and... destroy. That's shitty. Huh? That's not gonna pass, man. That won't make the grade. Nope. Almost threw up. That doesn't count.
Almost threw up. So what? $5. Hey, you don't like the short version, do you?
master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position. You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created. Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of the enormous beast. It's a product of your imagination. Survival depends on a quick, decisive move. The choices are limited. Stand and fight, or run. Use your lightning bolt. Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons & Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
You will need no translation to understand me, woman, for I have been schooled in English. And I think you will find that power is a language unto itself. Yes, power is a language. A language that may be translated into pain.
Your compatriot has been hurt, Rob.
Help me to help her.
Help you to help her destroy the very living weapons I created? Why not? Who else but the genius which devised the concept of a warrior named Devastator could know that his power stems not from Earth?
Not from Earth?
But from an undetectable satellite encircling the globe, pulsing power broadcasts downward. the gauntlets encasing Devastator's hands. The original Devastator died when the power was contained by the Incredible Hulk.
Boop! That happened in issue Incredible Hulk number 186. Boop!
But the concept survived, as did the satellite. But enough! Now is not the time to ponder my error in bequeathing so deadly an idea to the state. Now is the time to effect a cure that you might save me from a death of my own devisement.
Under the Gremlins' deft manipulations, the machinery of the subterranean complex hums to life. A beam of energy plays across the surface of the status cube, containing what is left of Rom's humanity. A second beam stabs downward at the Space Knight's inanimate silver armor.
Understand what it is I am doing to you, Space Knight. I am transforming your stored humanity into light waves to bring it out of the status cube. Then I plan to reintegrate it into the biochemistry of your fantastic silver armor. About the process, Gremlin. Just make me a space knight again, that I may save my love, Brandy.
Cannot hide from me.
As I became a space knight to aid Rom, so he is now becoming one again to aid me. Surely our mutual motivation has to be love.
The process continues. Until a faint, at first, but then stronger, steadier, Rom cyborg opticals flicker to light, and from the scientific stab arises a reborn Rom, the greatest of the Space Knight.
I am a space knight again. Again I stand imprisoned into a shell of Galadorian steel, living through neural linkages, experiencing through bio circuits. Again I am who longed to be human, have lost my humanity.
Well, I who have attained humanity, must ask, what has it gained me?
Pathetic pile of mortifying flesh, perhaps it would be better to die as you are dying, than to live this half-life which I am condemned.
Roms?
The original and the clone both exist now for a time.
None of us will exist if Devastator and his super troopers are not dealt with soon. I gave you life, Space Knight. Pay back your debt.
I do not need to be reminded of my obligations, Gremlin. My entire life has been one of slavery to duty. Thus, if duty now bids Rom save you from your enemies, then that is what the Silver Space Knight shall do.
Save me from my creation, Rom. Destroy them! Destroy them that they never plague me again!
Stolen from me. No, that I can never do. Human life is too precious. But I can neutralize the machinery that makes these men mighty. And thus eliminate your enemies in an equally effective way.
Deprived of the power, the super troopers drop like stones, one felling in a rippling domino effect. Until all lie immobile or unconscious on the laboratory's floor.
I still don't understand. How can there be two Roms living at the same time?
The human Rom was just a clone bred by Quasimodo. An absolute double identical to the original Rom from whose cells he was growing. But the original Rom still existed intact in status cube, just waiting for someone of my great intelligence to regraft him into his armor.
No, that is not what was waiting for. That was not what I was waiting for, Gremlin. I wanted to be human or dead. It was only the emergency of this that made me become a space knight again.
You wish to die, alien? Very well, then Devastator will oblige you. From your weapon strikes my gauntlet.
Are they not the conduit through which your power flows?
Yes.
Will not reversing that flow neutralize your effectiveness?
Yes. Yes.
Without will not sending back your power from whence it came. Cut off that power at its source.
Yes! Yes! Yes, it will!
Well, then I shall do it.
Flowing from the power receivers in Devastator's gauntlets, Rom's neutralizer beam stabs Skywarp. To neutralize the orbiting satellite that is the source of the power transmitting to Devastator.
Deprived of power, you are just a man.
You've done it! You've done it, Space Knight! You've beaten the state!
Gremlin! Gremlin! Rom is dying!
Would that I were dying with you!
Do not be bitter. Me. Understand your agony. But you are alive.
I am a cyborg.
You are a man in cyborg armor. You live. Living, you are capable of love. Those are the two greatest gifts that any man may know. Embrace them. You who are fortunate enough to have them, hold them tightly, even as you hold each other. For my sake, do not squander either.
In the Kisdom region of the Soviet Union, a silver Space Knight dies.
Next month, cry the mother country. More ROM, more Starshine, more Gremlin, plus the Soviet Super Troopers.
You have just listened to a reading of ROM number 44, July, the year 1983.
This time to sing her second hit song, Borderline. From our New York studio, this is Madonna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. rock, terrific new voices.
Shot!
In a big country like Canada, listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, you're up with us late at night, CKUW. All right, let's continue this show. I gotta tell you, I've had enough of crunchy voice. So, coming up is a past performance, a re-airing of a past performance of comic book, radio, theater. Yeah, if you're new to this show, I read you comic books and we listen to some music. It's like that. All right. Speaking of crunchy voices, I said that back there. Crunchy voices, I've had enough of them. Our next comic book has The Thing from the Fantastic Four. And he is with the Guardians of the Galaxy. And this is the original team. Original team. And they are on an adventure. Okay, people who like time travel. Okay, this is what's happening. There's some really weird science that's going on with time travel, and it affects the weather too. It's giving us really weird weather as well. So that's what's going on in this comic book. But yeah, it's very meaningful that this time travel is happening and everything. And that's why all these weird effects are happening to the close by area that they are in the New York City area. Okay. All right. What will I read to you? Let me look. It is Marvel 2-in-1, number 69. Issued November of 1980. Front cover has the Thing from the Fantastic Four, and he's spinning out of control. He looks like his body is spinning out of control. Anyway, that's what I will read to you. Marvel 2-in-1, number 69. It was out there, November of 1980. And when I take my breaks, we'll listen to music that was fresh in 1980. November of 1980, the winter was coming on, and this was new at the record store. John Lennon, The Jam, we'll join them in concert. They're playing somewhere in Europe. Well, we'll join them in concert, their song, That's Entertainment. We'll hear from Motorhead. They are also live in concert in Hamburg, Germany, playing their biggest hit, Put 'Em on the Map, Ace of Spades. And then, have you ever heard of Angel Witch? We'll hear from Angel Witch. That's what the music will be like when I gotta take my breaks and everything like that from reading Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, put out there. 1980, November of 1980. So, yeah, the music you'll get. John Lennon, The Jam, Motorhead, and Angel Witch. Then I'll check in on you guys and see how you are doing this evening, late at night up here, CKUW 95.9 FM. Let me see, what will I get for music? You know what? I'll just have to choose anything that's around and everything like that. But comic book radio theater, I will proceed to read you some Thing and Guardians of the Galaxy going on with each other. I'll read you Marvel 2-in-1 number 69. Back in November of 1980. Okay. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
So what? So what? Things aren't always what they seem. Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Take a big breath of air, and let's get this done. I am going to read you Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, from November of 1980. It stars The Thing and the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're from the 31st century, in case you didn't know. Our comic book of the week. Let's do this right now. No more procrastination. Let's get this going right now. It's breakfast time at the Baxter Building, home of the Fantastic Four. And slaving away on a hot stove this morning is none other than Ben Grimm, known to the world at large as The Thing. It's a sight Suzanne Richards, the Invisible Girl, and her son, Franklin, find amusing. Stan Lee presents The Thing and the Guardians of the Galaxy. In Homecoming.
Ben, this is a surprise. Usually Franklin and I are the only ones up at this hour. And here you are, preparing breakfast, no less.
Well, Susie, I wanted to try out my Aunt Petunia's recipe for pancakes.
I see.
Woo-wee! My Fantastic Four action figures are coming to the rescue!
And, I was also hoping to get a chance to talk to you, you know, private-like. I got a problem and I need some advice about it. As you may know, my gal, Alicia, and me split up. It was kind of my idea, seeing as how she's been in so much danger lately on account of me. Anyway, I went back to make up with her the other day, only to find her prancing off with another Joe. I was hoping maybe you could help me figure out what to do.
Well, Ben, it seems to me that you're jumping to conclusions. So, you saw Alicia with another man.